Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The microphone. It's here. The red light's still on. Faithful listeners, can you hear me? Hello? Is anyone there? God, you can't... Even if you can hear me, I can't hear you.
Sam? Oh my God! We've been looking for you for hours! Thank goodness you're all right.
Hours? What do you mean? Where's Kitty? Where's Oliver? Where am I?
I'm here. I don't know where Oliver is. But I know where we are. This is the old house. The impossible house, whatever you want to call it.
I barely recognise it. I mean, I know it, but it's wrong. I don't understand what happened to it.
Is this my old bedroom?
Well, nobody else's bedroom would be covered in pictures of the front door, would they?
The front door?
You draw it all the time.
The white door. It's the door to this house?
The drawings have changed. Last time I was here, the door was shut.
Yeah, it's always shut. Except for that one time.
Not anymore. Look.
Looks closed to me.
There's a light around the door frame.
I've seen it like that before, once, but drawings can't change.
I don't think this house is normal.
No, you're right. That's what the stickler said. It's not the house we grew up in. It just looks like it. So these drawings, they aren't really drawings there. They're just a part of the arcane.
But we're inside it. How can we be inside it?
Kitty was in here before. What happened then?
I don't know. I came back to see what had changed. Before it was like... Well, it was really remarkable. It was like it tricked you into thinking you couldn't go inside. But it was with warmth, with an idea of familiarity. It was repelling me, but it was never like... It wasn't ever sending me away forever. Now I think about it, the main thing it felt like was... Like I knew that now wasn't the time.
Not the time?
Yes. A sense of come back later. It's the best defence mechanism of any haunted house I've ever encountered.
But this isn't a haunted house. It's not even a house. Haunted houses, they are occupied by arcana. This is more... The house is arcane. It's the house that's doing the haunting. I don't know.
A thing that shivers.
I'm sorry?
Em used to say that. A house could be a thing that shivers. If it's just a manifestation of arcane energy, then...
We can't expect things to make sense here. Where's the window?
Sam, what's in your jacket? Is that a microphone?
Yeah. I must have hung onto it when the floor collapsed.
The red light is on, but... Oh, that makes no sense. It's not connected to anything. Sam, are you even listening to me?
The door.
What?
The white door, it's right there.
Should we... go through it?
No, it wasn't there before.
It makes no sense.
Nothing makes sense here. We need to be quiet, or the sins will find us.
Too late.
Kitty, Anna, go!
No, stick around. It's going to be wild. Draw up a chair and let's have a nice long chat, shall we?
Who are you?
Don't bother. These things never answer that question. What do you want from us?
We want to strike a deal.
Never.
Oh, come on. We're not like the one who walks here and there. No catch involved.
There's always a catch.
And they say I'm the embodiment of ingratitude. All we want is for you to let things be. Can't you just leave it alone?
I haven't done anything.
No need to be so modest, Ghost Maker. You're already gathering your own followers. We can all feel it, you know.
My own... What are you talking about?
You're insufferable. Look, it's not that things are great or anything, but I would like to continue to exist.
What?
Playing dumb. Maybe I should let Bliss deal with you. This is much more her thing than mine.
What are you talking about?
Of course, I could just kill you myself. That's probably quicker. Ugh, but then Indy would complain, and I'll never hear the end of it, will I? Ooh. I know. Your little friends. Indy won't mind if I take them, I don't think.
Don't touch them.
Touch them? I don't need to touch them. Kitty and Anna, is it? Ekaterina Erzabet and Anastasia Morgana. Much maligned daughters of the illustrious Madame Marie. Always a disappointment in your mother's eyes. Ever cast in the shadow of the younger brother who had everything you didn't.
You have no idea what it was like growing up with Madame Marie. You've no clue what she did to him.
Well, aren't you a picture of gratitude?
But I...
Poor little Anastasia.
Anna!
She always liked you best.
She never got what she deserved. Always overlooked. Invisible next to your siblings.
I was never good enough.
And for what? Seeing sense?
For God's sake, Anna, can't you see what they're doing to you?
The others just went along with whatever Madame Marie wanted. You worked hard to build yourself a life, didn't you?
Enough! Leave her alone.
They'll never understand you, Ghost Maker.
Get out.
Oliver, no!
Sam, wait, come back! There's still something wrong with Anna.
Oof. A mattress. Good thing this was at the bottom of the stairs or I'd be...
Dead? How thrilling for you. Sometimes when I see the light leave my victim's eyes, I wonder what death is like. And then I remember, I don't care.
Which one are you then?
Which one of what?
The inconvenient sins. I think we just met ingratitude.
Typical Ingra. Keeping you to herself like that. I'm Bliss, and it is Bliss. I'm going to kill you now. Goodbye.
Wait. Why do you want to kill me?
Don't know, but I do. Enough with the small talk.
Tell me why you're doing this.
We have to stop you. Whoop, that just tumbled right out of me. My, you are powerful.
Stop me from what?
Don't know, don't care. It's more than title, you know, ignorance. It's who I am. What I am. It is the only thing I deign to know. And it's more than you can master.
What are you talking about?
You don't know what you are.
I'm Sam Enfield.
You are the heir apparent. And you must be stopped.
Why?
Because when the heir takes the throne, our time is ended.
I... What?
I'm getting a sense here you're going to ask questions. I don't like questions. I like fun. And you've got 10 whole fingers and 10 whole toes, and I could snippety-snap each little one at a time, until there are lots of exciting new shapes. Wouldn't that be just Bliss?
Go away. I'm alone. The door. It's back. No!
God, no!
Oliver! Oliver, where are you? Oh, no, that's not going to work. He said I could invoke him, but how? Gods! Come here, I need you. Oliver!
Oh, best invocation of my life.
Oliver.
Magpie. I come here,
You're covered in blood.
I can't see.
Your eyes. These are scratch marks. No, gouge marks.
You're safe. How? It's been hours.
What are you talking about? It's only been a few minutes since we fell.
Don't be preposterous. It takes hours for exsanguination. Twice already.
Shh. You're burning up.
I will be fine, Magpie. The amount of times I've been through this is truly hilarious. No need to sound so stricken.
I'll stay with you.
Yes. I think that will make things easier.
Please don't die on me ever again. Shh, it's all right. Don't try to move too much, Oliver.
It's usually brief. Time doesn't... I think time is broken in this house. I think the past, the present, they're all sliding together here. And you, you're at the center of it.
What?
You destroyed this house. It started to grow back when... There was a day when I... Something's wrong.
You're not making any sense.
You do say I talk in riddles. I'll be... Right as rain.
No, you're treading off.
Yes. Oh, I don't think I...
Oliver? 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 Oliver?
Oh, goodness. 3 times in one day. I am going to feel that in the morning.
Your eyes, they're back. Oh, thank Bathsheba.
You see, no need to worry. I'll be right as rain.
You said that before and you died.
In my defense, I was delirious from blood loss. The others, your sisters, where are they?
I don't know. I left them to look for you.
So they're alone?
I'm more of a hindrance anyway. They're better off without me.
Between the death, I heard the inconveniences talking, explaining the house, what it's like to be trapped here, how it grows and changes. Sometimes they could hear a voice. Your voice. This house, Sam, I think it's a part of you. It's your past. It shifts when you shift. As your understanding of yourself and who you are changes, so does this place. That's why time is so strange here. Haven't you noticed?
What?
The clock.
It's broken.
It's not real. It's an abstract construct. You are sustaining it, but you can't control it. You need to embrace that this is you. This is what you are. What that means on a grander scale, I'm afraid I don't know. But you need to stop believing the lies you've been told about yourself. Sam, you are not weak. All of this is you. Even though you have no idea how to control your power, it's there. And you cannot hide from it any longer.
That's not true. I'm useless. I'm an idiot. I'm a foolish little boy and I need to stay away from this stuff or I'll get myself killed, Oliver. Madame Marie was right. This isn't me. It can't be because I can't do anything. I never could. I'm nobody.
She was nobody. A try-hard witch with no discernible skill. Then all of a sudden, she was the most powerful arcanist in the Northern Hemisphere overnight. I knew Madame Marie had brokered a deal, and I knew she was trying to circumvent it. I had no idea what the terms were. She wasn't a major arcana. I'd have felt that happen, as I felt creation of Ingra and Bliss, and Indy felt the creation of me. The moment you walked into my shop, I understood. Madame Marie was promised the key to the greatest arcane power that has ever walked this earth, and she thought it was her crystal ball. But it wasn't. You are the gift, Sam, and you are also the price. Sam, are you listening to me?
The white door. It's here.
I think you need to go through.
What if they find you while I'm gone?
Have I not just demonstrated it takes more than death to keep me down?
I suppose.
You must go through the door. I am certain of it.
All right. Hello? It's just a hallway. A dark hallway, but just an ordinary hallway with a carpet runner and an umbrella stand and... Wasn't I just here? With Bliss? The white door again. But... It's the same hallway. The door isn't there this time, it's just... No. Wait. It is here, it's just by the stairs now and... Oh. My whole bedroom's here. The window. The new old window. Kitty was right, it's here, but... There is someone outside on the street, under the street lamp. Is that... Is he... Under his hood... I think that's a flat cap. I don't know, I can't... It's like... I can't look at him directly, he's always... It's like those little dots that appear in your vision, always stuck at the periphery, impossible to look directly at because they're behind the lens of your eye. No adjustment you can make would allow it, that's all. A trick of perception. He's gone. No! No, let me out! Let me out! Let me out. Let me out. Splinters, gods, this door is, it's been clawed. This blood, old blood. Anna said Em used to lock me in here. She said she'd talk to me. She actually tried to get me out, but Em never left the key. The window's gone. Everything keeps moving and shifting, but it makes no sense. Oliver said it was to do with me, but I can't make sense of it. It's an arcane maze. This is what Em was asking for Nagisa's advice about. A maze to hold arcane power to stop it from getting out by confusing it, holding it here, and... Nagisa said there was no way to hold arcane forces forever, that eventually it would fail. So whatever this maze is designed to hold, it's gonna get out. Gods, what? Hello? Do you need help? Hello? The white door. Except, it's open. Is there anybody? Oh.
Hush, little one. It'll be just fine.
Em?
There, little one.
Em, the floor is covered in blood. Are you all right?
What are you doing here?
It's me. It's Sam. Your son.
Now, Marie.
You must spare us a glimpse at the little bit.
Please don't take him.
Silly Molly. We wouldn't do that. He's no use to us now. Look, he can't even hold up his own little head.
When he said I'd bear the seed of unforetold power...
Oh, silly, silly Molly. You thought it was you, didn't you? What is it about humans? You're all so self-absorbed.
And you're just one of his stooges. Just a footman.
Oh, Molly, I'm so much less. And so much more than that.
What will happen to him?
He'll grow up into the most powerful arcanist that's ever walked the earth. You know that.
Yes, but why? Why do this at all? Why design a threat to his own power?
A threat? Oh dear me, no, no. The king of the Blood Rose Crown has made himself an heir apparent. When his time comes, this little bit will sketch out a new world, and he'll walk here and there, just as his father once did.
You won't explain what it means?
No. Besides, you always ask the wrong questions, Molly.
At least that's one thing we can agree on. Was there anything else?
His name. Samael Apollo.
Stop!
Oh, little bit. What are you doing here?
You can hear me.
This again. I'm everywhere and nowhere, little bit. And if you wish it, I could be your staunchest ally.
But there's a price.
Very good, yes. There is always a price.
In that case, no. I have friends. I have people who love me.
Oh, you don't mean that pathetic excuse of a Major Arcana, do you? Of all our father's creations, the Unrelenting is the one I see as his worst mistake. What's the point in that? All he does is cry, alone, in his little flat. He hasn't claimed anyone for years.
Claimed anyone? What?
As allies. Or fuel for the fires of the arcane. In his time, the Unrelenting was as his name suggests. He claimed thousands of souls for the arcane. And built our father's power out of their blood and dust.
Who are you?
All in time, little bit. All in time.
I was so worried.
Kitty, Anna, are you all right?
You look terrible.
She's a bit spaced out. They had us cornered for a while, but then the cupboard under the stairs grew some new stairs. And as we started going down, the door sealed up.
I hated it.
She's still out of it. But you do look rough. Is that blood on your hands?
Where's Oliver? He was here. He was right here.
We heard them planning. It's a trap.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the heir apparent.
I told you, if we took his little bow, he'd call us right to...
Anna, Kitty, get out of the house.
Sam!
My, you are a live wire, aren't you, Samuel?
I'm bored of this.
Can we kill him now? Ingra, we're not just going to kill him, not in his own home. Not right away.
You'll leave him alone.
Well, it's pretty clear why they call you the Unrelenting, isn't it? Do you ever shut up? Bliss and Ingra never complain this much when they die.
It seems unlikely you torture them beforehand.
Perhaps you make a point. Perhaps you don't. Either way, doesn't matter. We have what we want. The heir apparent is within our grasp, and you are at our mercy. Not that it matters.
What do you want from me?
We have to stop you.
From what?
Taking over.
From who?
He who walks here and there. He who can be sought only when left unsearched. The broker. The maker of arcana major and minor. The king of the blood rose crown.
The man in the flat cap and shell suit.
Doesn't have as nice a ring to it, if you ask me, but it's not inaccurate.
Why are you so afraid of me?
Afraid of you? Oh, heavens no. It's what you mean. The end of an era of the arcane. What do you suppose it means for us if you take over from your dear daddy? We're made by his hand. We broker deals with him.
What?
They believe that if you take the throne and come into power as the most powerful arcanist who walks the world, we all die.
But you can't die.
I am sustained by arcane energy. On the power of a deal I made with the one who walks here and there, I am suspended at the moment of death. But if you take the throne, there is a chance my sentence is ended.
You knew. This whole time, you knew I'm some kind of prophet or... I don't know. You knew and you said nothing.
I didn't know. I couldn't have known. I knew you were important. I knew you were bound up in this. I'm sorry I couldn't say more. I'm sorry I couldn't explain. I am forbidden.
We're all forbidden.
What a blessing.
Ugh, don't be ridiculous.
It doesn't matter. We have you now, and we just need to kill you.
Like you killed Madame Marie.
An unfortunate mistake. Madame Marie was an interesting ally at times. 'Twas a shame. But due to a clerical error, we thought it was her who would be taking over. And we're not ready for a change in management just yet, are we?
I'd rather not.
It's a chore either way.
So we sneaked in, and we didn't mean to kill her, you know? I mean, it wasn't off the cards per se, but I like to keep my options open. There she is. That ridiculous crystal ball just sitting there. I thought it was odd. No protection spells on it, not so much as an Algis, but I thought, hey, what does it matter? I don't understand you humans. You seem to think everything is so important. But she started pleading, begging, and I thought, well, this is a bit of a pain in the arse, isn't it? So I whacked her a bit to shut her up. And then in the last moments of her life, she scratches into the floor your name. And as soon as I see it, I realize I've made a mistake. Heir apparent to the Blood Rose Crown. He wasn't just going to pick some random witch and bequeath her all his powers. Well, either way, easy mistake to make.
What are you talking about? What is the Blood Rose Crown?
So many questions.
I should have killed him when I had the chance.
Perhaps. Perhaps not. The one who walks here and there has ascended as far as this domain will allow. He has acquired all the power he can here. He wishes to move on.
He wants to die?
Yes and no. He wishes to transcend this realm, to walk on the other side. This has long been his ambition, not that I understand it. To do this, one must take his place, he thinks. One as powerful as he is. You can see why we overlooked you and made the mistake of assuming it was Madame Marie. Perhaps it is a pity. I do not know.
You murdered her and you don't care.
Oh, goodness. You know, after all these thousands upon thousands already dead by my hand, I don't think one more little human makes any difference at all. Does it?
You're a monster.
Precisely. And I'm going to stay this way as long as I can. So, what? You churn the house again, scatter us to the four corners of this pocket dimension you've made for yourself, and we reconvene again in a few years? If we could skip over that, I'd be much obliged. I'm getting bored of torturing your little friend.
Please, leave Oliver alone. I'll do whatever you ask.
Sam, no.
Disappointing. I did think you'd be up for a fight. Oh well. Whatever works.
Sam, please.
Oh, shut up! Do you want them to keep torturing you? If they want to stop me from whatever, I'll let them, if it means you're safe.
Oh, how delightful. He doesn't know.
I'm sorry?
You're right. He's not any stronger.
You said he'd come into his power. You said it was too late to bargain and he'd destroy us all.
He went through the door. He knows who he is now, don't you?
No. I don't. I'm sorry.
The door didn't. It didn't work. You can't control your power.
No.
Well, as I say, whatever works. Bless. Slit his throat.
It will be my pleasure.
No! No!
Let him go, Ingra. Nothing he can do for him now.
Sam! Sam? He's dead. I will reduce you to a paste so fine it will take millennia for you to put yourselves back together.
Oh, I'm almost excited.
By arcane power, I invoke...
I'm fine. In fact, I feel great. I feel powerful.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I think Madame Marie, she bound my power to hide me from the man in the flat cap and shell suit. She thought she could contain my power, but she couldn't. It's too much. I was made to be this. But I can feel it. I could always feel it, but I never knew what it was. Just beneath the surface, threatening to break free. There's no hope of Madame Marie controlling this. It's too much. How could I do this? I can't. It's too much. It's too fast. It's too much. Too fast. Too much. Too fast.
Sam, you are still yourself.
Who am I, Oliver? Who am I?
You are good. You are compassionate. You are thoughtful and kind.
I'm a monster. I can feel it. I can't control this.
You don't have to. It's a part of you.
It's too much. I can't contain it.
No, you are it. You don't need to contain it. Do you understand me? It is you. You are it. The power and yourself are not separate. It's all one and the same.
It's me. It's all me. In this house, I was born in blood and then I was bound by it. The son of the king in the blood rose crown. A child born of lies and broken bonds by an unwitting mother who thought she'd outsmarted darkness itself. But that was the plan all along. Madame Marie wasn't having a baby who beat the man who walks here and there. She was bearing his heir apparent. The one who'd rise up from his shadow and replace him when he can finally ascend. And he can only ascend when there is someone to replace him. He told her she would bear the seed of arcane power. She thought that meant she had been chosen. But the crystal ball, fickle and fragile, was just a sick joke left to taunt her. And the powers he bestowed upon her, necessary to withstand the child he planned to use, she would be regent to his strength, nothing more. The tenacity she thought was keeping her safe and in control was exactly what he saw in her that made her perfect for this task. She would do everything she could to keep me safe when she'd had me, he was certain. If only because she thought it was her best chance to outwit him. But in the end, he got what he wanted. And what he wanted was me. Me. I am Samael Apollo Enfield, heir apparent to the Blood Rose Crown, and you will do as I bid.
Bollocks.
What was it you said I'd do, Indy? Oh yeah, scatter you to the four corners of the globe? Well, let's see. Leave now and never come back.
What?
I speak and will be heard. Leave now and never return. Oh, I feel sort of dizzy.
Sam, what are you doing?
I don't know. Wow, I can feel everything. I can see so many points of light. No, it's not light, it's life. Little twinkles, sparks. And you. You're like a candle in a jar. You shouldn't be burning at all. How beautiful and rare. Wait, no! This means you'll die. Oliver, I don't want you to die.
I'm not going to die. You're not the king of the Blood Rose Crown yet. Besides, I'm not entirely sure that's how it works.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Sam, the house is collapsing. We need to get out.
Oh. Yeah. There's nothing holding it up anymore. Bliss destroyed the key. Let's get out.
Sam!
Found him.
He's over here!
Big idiot, what are you laughing for?
Don't look at me. Ask him.
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's because he opened the door.
No. My throat. Blitz. She slit my throat. The Algis. It was the key. It wasn't a coincidence. It was the centre of the maze. The thing locking it all together. The binding spell that Madame Marie used to try and suppress my power. The formation that she sent to Nagisa, the maze. She used my strength to keep the whole thing together. But when Bliss got it, she destroyed the key. Broke the binding. The maze is gone. I feel so alive.
Is he drunk? Or something?
He's fine.
I am the heir apparent.
Yes.
What? What does that mean?
More importantly, who are you in line to get this crown from, exactly?
The man who walks here and there.
More extremely unhelpful titles, who is this guy?
You know, I don't actually know.
How is the phone fine? The house is a pile of rubble, and the phone is just sitting there. Fine! Oh, you're just going to answer it. Of course you are. Right.
Hello.
You've done well, son. But there's still a way to go before you're ready.
Ready for what?
Your crown.
Oh, what was that?
Did anyone else... hang on. It's night time. I swear a minute ago it was broad daylight.
It's Thursday witching hour.
If that's impossible, we were in there for hours at least.
About a week, by my reckoning.
A week? No. Half an hour. Three quarters of an hour at the most.
Maybe for you, but not for the rest of us.
Who was on the phone?
It was... unknowable. Nobody.
Hmm.
Oh, my microphone. The red light is still on. Huh. You don't suppose we were... broadcasting.
Okay, I'll look at the forums on my phone. Yep. We have been broadcasting, and from the state of the forums, they heard pretty much everything. And Oliver's right. It's been a week.
A week? Oh, God, my job!
Faithful listeners, thank you for sticking with us through whatever that was.
Sam, are you all right?
It just hit me. My whole life, Madame Marie lied to me about who I am and what I'm capable of. Everything I thought I was, none of it is real. It's just a story she told me. Even if it was to keep me safe, I don't know. I don't know if I can forgive her.
Nobody is asking you to.
I'm bloody not!
Me neither.
Thank you.
What you said is not strictly true, however.
What do you mean?
You've been given new information, but you're still you. And there is one piece of yourself you've made entirely on your own, which remains completely unchanged.
What part is that?
Sam, you're still broadcasting.
Oh, right. I get it. Thank you for tuning in, faithful listeners. This has been Spirit Box Radio. I've been your host, Samael Apollo Enfield, heir apparent to the Blood Rose Crown. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and good night. So concludes Season 1 of Spirit Box Radio, a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. The incredible cast of Season 1 has featured Jessie Jeffrey as Ekaterina Erzabet, Kitty the Investigator, Enfield. Alex Pilaber Richardson as Anastasia Morgana, Just Anna Enfield. Will Cummings as The Florist, Oliver Boleyn, The Unrelenting. Daisy Jane Major as Regular Caller Beth. Billy Bray as Scourge. Becca Barton as Indifference or Indie. Thais Grimberg as Ignorance or Bliss. Kay Watson as Ingratitude or Ingra. Freya Meldrum as Showcaller Emily. Ripley as the Bog Witch Rytidia Delphus and Stickler Sr. Mars J. Brown as Stickler Jr. Rose Eck as the Mystery Caller. Eleanor Wood as Molly Marie, the illustrious Madame Marie, Enfield, with Gary Martin Major as the man who walks here and there. It also starred me, writer, director and producer of the show, Pippin Ayra Major, as Samael Apollo Enfield, Ghostmaker, heir apparent to the Blood Rose Crown and host of Spirit Box Radio, with music by Maybe Wednesday, who is also me. A huge thank you to our Patreon slothlings, Esther Phillips, Isaac Standen, Noah, Sushi, Moths in the Attic, Sethemy, aka Carl the Milk Overlord, Kelstix, Talvrin Smaller Cryptid, aka SBR George, Maple Elliot, Resident Embroiderer Extraordinaire Cow, Sheila Hodgson, Cass Darlings Ripley and Billy, and all of the other Slothlings too. And of course, thanks to you, faithful listeners, for tuning in and getting spooky with us this season. Spirit Box Radio will return. Until then, stay spooky. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Get spooky.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.